I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military dropped bombs and fired on a civilian gathering on Tuesday, killing up to 100 people, including children. Human rights groups say security forces have killed at least 300,000 civilians since taking power in a 2021 coup. Brian Dennett with AMG International says junta forces destroy villages in rebel strongholds.
The military's burning of fields is going to affect this year's food security. The price of rice has recently gone up over 240% from last year. So AMG has been responding since the very beginning of the coup, providing thousands of families with food.
AMG church partners share hope for today and hope for tomorrow. Many people are turning to Christ as they see his love in action. You can speak life into the situation. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And an education is critical to a child's development, but for Syrian refugees stranded in Lebanon, it's especially important, according to Pierre Hosni of Horizons International. It's about more than just school.
If you fill a child's head with information and you teach them to read and write, they can be educated, they'll be driven toward a career. But if you don't, then anybody who comes along and puts, you know, gives them some kind of purpose in their life, puts a machine gun in their hand and says, let's go, then they're going to be compelled by that because they don't have anything else compelling in their life.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.